Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's Monday Mindset. It's so great to see you. I'm glad that you're here with me. My name is Erin Hart. I am a registered nurse health coach for those of you that are new around here. And what I do is I empower women to lose weight for the last time with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle. Today, I'm really excited because for our Monday Mindset today, we are going to talk about the power of connection. And what I want to give you today is a mindset tip to help you to have some strength with your program. And this can really make all the difference between you achieving your goal and not achieving your goal this year. This last weekend, I had an incredible experience. I hosted a transformation retreat in Salt Lake City with some friends that are in my business mastermind. And we had a retreat like this last year for my health coaching clients in Park City, Utah, that was also just so incredibly powerful. I love hosting these retreats because then I get to go. Mostly, I just want to go on a retreat. But spending a few days away from the busyness of daily life and just looking at the big picture of your life, where you're going, why it's important, and connecting with others who are on the same journey as you are, that can teach you and help you and cheer you on. It is such a powerful, powerful transformative experience, being with people who understand what you're going through. So we stayed in this incredible house, had huge windows, beautiful views, a hot tub, and we did a lot of mindset work together and planning and dreaming. We ate amazing food, and I was their personal chef all week. So it was just such a beautiful, rejuvenating, and educational experience. So I'm definitely going to be hosting more transformation retreats in the future for my clients. So if you are interested in participating in a retreat like this, send me a message. I'm really excited about it. So I can't wait to do another one. But I wanted to share with you because many of you know I'm on my own journey, with my health and my business goals. And a few years ago, I lost 125 pounds and just felt called to help other women who are like I was, who feel out of control around food, so that they'll be able to achieve permanent and sustainable weight loss with a healthy, real food lifestyle, free from sugar and flour. My goal is to provide support, guidance, and accountability to 1,000 women in my business this year. And there are some really excited changes that will be happening in my business in the next few months to make this support that I offer more accessible to more people. So be sure to stay tuned for that. There's more to come. The reason that I created this health coaching business is because in my own transformation, I saw the power of connection and accountability. I'm introverted. I'm an introverted person, and I'm like kind of awkward socially, like around people, right? When I started this journey, I realized that I couldn't do it alone. Losing 125 pounds felt like such an impossible goal to me. The power of connection and community really helped me in my own journey to achieve extraordinary results with sustainable weight loss. And so what I wanted to do in creating my own business is to create the ideal support community to help you on your path to sustainable weight loss with a sugar and flour-free lifestyle. We all know what to do, right? Like our world is drowning in knowledge on how to be healthy. But it's not enough to just know what to do. We have to do what we know. And it's not really about what you know, right? Transformation is about what you do. And to get yourself to take uncomfortable action, you have to take action when you don't feel like it. And for some, that requires strength above your own. So this retreat last weekend, it just really reminded me about the power of connection and community. So for our Monday Mindset today, I want to talk to you about how receiving strength above your own through connection and community can help you to achieve your goal body this year. You don't have to do this alone. I really love nature, and one of the things that I think is so fascinating are the sequoia redwood trees that are in California. They are some of the biggest trees in the whole world. The General Sherman is, in fact, like the largest known living single stem tree on earth. It's 275 feet tall, 25 feet in diameter, and it's approximately 25,000 years old. Such an incredible organism, right? Something that huge, you think that it must have this incredible root system that goes down really deep in order to stand that tall. But that is not the case at all. So the sequoia redwood trees have this really unique root system, and their roots are relatively shallow. Like, there is no deep anchor to anchor them into the earth. Their roots are actually only 6 to 12 feet deep. And yet these huge trees, they rarely ever fall over. They can withstand really strong winds and earthquakes and fires and storms and floods. And like, you just think, like, how can something that is like 500 tons and can reach over 350 feet in height, how can that live for so many centuries and remain standing with only roots that go down 10 feet, right? The interesting thing about the redwood trees is that their root systems are intertwined with the other redwood trees around it. And they literally hold each other up. The trees, they grow very close together and are dependent on each other for nutrients as well. So only redwood trees have the strength and ability to support other redwood trees. So I just think it's so fascinating, because beneath the surface of these humongous trees are roots that are like an army of men and who have their arms interlocked, right? And they're just standing and supporting each other. They are preventing the things around them from knocking them down or hurting them, right? They are making sure that they're nurturing each other so that they can continue to grow. And that is the power of connection and community that we can also experience as women, you know, as moms, as grandmas. We are stronger together than we are alone. The ideal support community has a third of its support coming into us, like one-to-one support coming to you without the need of reciprocation. A third of the support should be peer support, where you're supporting others on the success path and they are supporting you, like with buddies, right? And peers who are going through the success path with you. And then a third of the support should be opportunities for you to teach and help others who are just starting or who are struggling, and you are farther ahead than they are, right? And that is what really helps us to become so strong in our programs. I used to work at a boys' ranch, and we would do ropes course training. So I would train corporations and stuff and teach them how to do the ropes course and, tie all the ropes and stuff so that they could be safe as they were on these really high things. And what we always said is that to become a master at something, first you have to see it, then you have to do it, and then you have to teach it. So did you know that if you approach a goal with a buddy, you're 65% more likely to achieve that goal? But if you check in with them each and every day, your likelihood of success goes to 95%. There is so much power in connecting. If you're wanting to take your life to the next level, and if you're wanting to do hard things, right? If you have big goals and dreams, you need support and community and connection. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and on my health journey, I learned that not only do I need community to transform physically and mentally and emotionally, but to achieve my health goals, I really needed strength above my own from my higher power. And one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, it's Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So sometimes achieving your health goals, it feels like such a hard thing, such a heavy thing. I remember when I was 284 pounds, just feeling like it was impossible. I had tried everything, right? I had been on this dieting roller coaster my entire life and had never been able to achieve sustainability. So I used food like a drug to cope with the stresses and the emotions of life. And my life felt heavy at times, right? As a working mom of young kids, your problems and challenges in life may feel so heavy to you, right? Achieving your health goals and healing your relationship with food may feel impossible, like it did for me. But I believe that with God, all things are possible. I really love horses. And you know those really huge Belgian horses? They are so strong on their own. They're so powerful, right? They can pull 4,000 pounds, which is about how heavy a car is. And if you yoke a Belgian horse with another one, you would just think that they could pull 8,000 pounds, right? Like 4,000 plus 4,000 is 8,000. But it's not. They can pull 16,000 pounds together. They get exponentially stronger when they're together. But what's even more amazing about these horses is that if you can put two Belgian horses in the same stall, and they live together, and they eat together, and they spend time together for a few months, they would on average be able to pull 32,000 pounds together. The power of relationships is what helps them to go from 16,000 to 32,000 pounds. But the world record of two Belgian horses that were brothers, they were able to pull 52,000 pounds. We are stronger together, and we are stronger with God. You know, whatever your beliefs in your higher power are, I invite you to tap into that. You know, I respect everyone and their unique beliefs, but find strength in your higher power, whatever that is, whatever that means to you. We are stronger together with each other, and we are stronger with God. You may feel that achieving your goal and overcoming your challenges in life, whatever they may be, is it may feel so heavy to you, right? Like it may feel like a 4,000 or 50,000 pound goal to you. But when you yoke yourself to God, and when you And when we help and support each other, right, when we can gain exponential strength above our own so that we can continue to grow and progress and overcome our life's challenges and overcome the challenge that we have of losing weight for the last time. So when you embark on this journey, on the success path to sustainable weight loss with others, you're stronger, right? If you are trying to lose weight on your own and you're struggling, if you have tried it all, right? And you want to lose weight with a sugar and flour free lifestyle, but it feels impossible, I want to invite you to join us in the success path. Sign up for a free coaching call with me. Each week I do 5 free coaching calls to women over 40, you know, who are wanting to lose weight with a sugar and flour free lifestyle. And these free coaching calls, they are so transformative. We talk about your goals, the challenges that you're facing. You know, I help to give you tips and strategies that you can implement right away. And also, you know, if you're interested in joining my program, we can talk about that as well, but there's no obligation to sign up. You can go ahead and sign up for that today. I'm able to donate the 2.5 hours of my time each week to those free calls. So those calls do go quickly, but I invite you to sign up for a free call and get some support on your journey to better health. So if you go to erinharthealthcoaching.as.me, you can get a link to my schedule and claim that free 30-minute weight loss strategy session today. So I just want you to know that I understand the struggle and you don't have to do this alone. Lean into your support system. If you don't have a buddy, find a buddy. If you don't have a coach, find a coach, right? Ask your higher power for help and strength. Get a mastermind group. Surround yourself with as much support as you can, and it will give you strength. The impossible is possible, my friend. And just imagine living in your goal body, being free from diet-related diseases and having peace with your food. That is possible for you. I also want you to know that on May 13th through the 16th, so this is coming up next month, I'm going to be hosting a free challenge to a 4-day challenge, live interactive challenge, 90 minutes each day. It's completely free. And I'm hosting this challenge to help you give your sugar and flour free lifestyle some rocket fuel. So if you are living sugar and flour free and you want to achieve your goal body this year, be sure to watch for more details in the future. I'm going to be sharing that with you, more details to come on how to register for that. But save the date. It's May 13th through the 16th. It's going to be at 11 a.m. Mountain Time each day. And it's just such a transformational experience. I hope that you will come. And I just want you to know that I am cheering you on. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.